Hello friends, Denny Pruto here with another lesson on the third commandment from the Westminster Shorter Catechism. The third commandment is as follows. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Then question and answer 56 are as follows. What is the reason annexed to the third commandment? The reason annexed to the third commandment is that however the breakers of this commandment may escape punishment from men, yet the Lord our God will not suffer them to escape his righteous judgment. The answer to the question about the reason annexed to the third commandment tells us that although men and women in this world may overlook our blasphemy and our vulgarity and our cursing, God will not overlook this kind of language and the vain and irreverent use of his name. To help you understand this better, I'm telling you a little story about Denny Pruto, about this fellow right here. Years ago, as a young man, I was in the Boy Scouts, and our Boy Scouts went on quite a long canoe trip. As I remember it, it was 100 miles long, and we spent several days and nights going on this canoe trip. We used canoes that we had refurbished and one that we had built out of orange crates. And I remember one night in particular where we were camped out on the shore of the lakes and rivers where we were canoeing. And I remember quite well walking up and down the beach, swearing and cursing and using vulgar language and blasphemy and utilizing the name of God in vain. And in retrospect, it's amazing to me that the adults on this camping trip with us, the advisors and the scoutmaster and those who were working with him, allowed me to utilize this kind of language. They overlooked it. They passed it by. Why would they do this sort of thing? Well, it's as the Shorter Catechism tells us, that however the breakers of this commandment may escape punishment from men, men and women will overlook this sort of thing. But men and women will overlook this sort of thing because they too are profane and vulgar and blasphemous. And this type of language will not be corrected because they themselves utilize this kind of language and approve of this kind of language. It's of further amazement to me that even though it was obvious that out of my heart this kind of language was coming, that this same Boy Scout troop awarded me the God and Country Award. Imagine a young man who was profane and vulgar and utilized the names of God in blasphemous ways was awarded the God and Country Award. You have to pause and think that through just for a moment. It wasn't until I had graduated from college and been commissioned in the Army and went to the faraway land of South Korea, where I was involved with other men who were as blasphemous and vulgar and utilized curses the way I did, that I began to come to my senses and to realize that I ought not to live in this way. And in retrospect, I realize that my coming to my senses and realizing that I ought not to be a vulgar and blasphemous person like this was the beginning of repentance in my life. And as this repentance began to take hold, I went and talked to a chaplain in the unit in which I served in South Korea. And this chaplain led me to the feet of Jesus Christ, where I was able to pray with him and confess my sins of blasphemy and vulgarity and cursing. And I was able to confess the name of Jesus Christ as Lord and recognize that he is the one who saves me from my sins. That Jesus Christ went to a cross to pay the penalty due to me for the sin of cursing and swearing, of being vulgar and blasphemous. And through Jesus Christ, I was forgiven of those sins and cleansed from those sins. And I realize now that without the saving work of Jesus Christ in my life, I would be doomed, and I myself would have to pay the penalty for the empty and vain and improper and blasphemous use of the names of God. Why so? Because these blasphemous uses of God's name amount to a rejection of God and spitting in God's face. You know, friends, that if you spit into someone's face, the anger will rise in their hearts and they will seek punishment for you because of the violation of their person committed by you in spitting in their face. Well, this is just a microcosm of what you are doing when you reject God by blaspheming him and, in this sense, spitting in his face. This is a sin against his person, and he does not take it lightly, and he will punish you for your rejection of him as your creator and as your redeemer. And if you reject God as your creator and your redeemer, you will be lost forever. And so, my friends, the reason annexed to the third commandment is a very powerful warning you and I must heed. The reason annexed to the third commandment is that however the breakers of this commandment may escape punishment from men, yet the Lord our God will not suffer them to escape his righteous judgment. Repent of your cursing. Repent of your vulgarity. Repent of your blasphemy. And turn to God through Jesus Christ and properly utilize the name of God and properly utilize the name Jesus Christ by calling upon Him and trusting Jesus Christ as the one who has paid the penalty due to you for your sins of cursing and being so vulgar and being blasphemous. Trust in the person of Jesus Christ and embrace Him in His love, and you will be saved, and you will escape the punishment due to you for your sin of violating the third commandment. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, friends, and you will be saved. Thanks for listening.